The real human cost of TCS layoffs. Promoter tag makes a startup comeback. Can Zoho's Aratai rival WhatsApp? Festive sales drive online credit card spending to an all-time high. Indian startups drive past China's rare earth magnets.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates Monday through Friday. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's jump straight into today's top startup and tech stories from India. And fair warning, our first story is a bit grim. So we are talking about TCS layoffs. India's largest IT company announced plans to cut about 2% of its workforce, officially over 12,000 employees. But inside whispers and deep reporting suggest it could be anywhere between 30,000 to 1 lakh. That's quite a gap, and understandably, it's creating panic. So reports from employees say some are being forced to resign, which makes these exits invisible in TCS records. And these are accounts of harassment, sudden terminations, and the so-called fluidity list, a tool originally meant for workforce management that employees now fear could fast-track forced exits. So even billable employees, those actively generating revenue, have allegedly been pushed onto this list. So for decades, TCS was considered stable, almost government-like. Today, that perception is being tested. So unions are protesting, employees are anxious, and management has largely remained silent until Q2 results. So the scale and intent of these cuts remain unclear, and it's shaking confidence across India's IT sector. All right, so from layoffs to IPOs, founders are taking back control. So there's a new trend of reclaiming the promoter tag. Now, remember in 2021, when Paytm's Vijay Shekhar Sharma skipped it, Zomato, Swiggy, and FirstCry followed that. But now founders at Lenskart, Urban Company, Grow, PhysicsWala, Aether, Bluestone, and others are really embracing it. Why the shift now? Well, median founder ownership in unicorns has dropped from 24.6% in 2018 to just 13% in 2024. So years of fundraising have left founders with less leverage. So taking on promoter status gives them more boardroom influence and sends a message to investors that we are here for the long haul. Now, SEBI's 2025 tweaks to ESOP and promoter contribution rules have made things easier also. In this front, it's no longer just a regulatory formality. It's a signal of accountability, commitment, and of course, market confidence. All right, next up, let's talk messaging apps, specifically Zoho's Aratai. So launched in 2021 as a WhatsApp alternative, the app recently saw a 100x spike in signups from around 3,000 to 3.5 lakh users. Guess what? In just 3 days. And yes, it's climbing to the top of Apple's App Store and on track for the top 100 on Google Play. As you all know, Aratai allows users to send text, voice notes, make audio and video calls, just like WhatsApp. So, very similar to WhatsApp's broadcast feature, they also have a host meetings for up to 250 people, which is available on the app as of now. Now, government support is helping the app. Prime Minister Modi and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav have promoted Swadeshi adoption, with Vaishnav even conducting a cabinet briefing using Zoho Show. But the challenge is big, of course. WhatsApp is deeply entrenched in India. There's network effect used by millions of personal chats, remember, as well as business operations, which is missing as of now in Zoho's Aratai app. And we had a couple of developers and users talking about it. Developers say scaling the app, ensuring smooth video calls, and adding full end-to-end encryption are critical next steps if Aratai wants to compete with WhatsApp. Early users are impressed with privacy and performance, but switching fully depends on whether their contacts move too. So the big test here is making Aratai a daily habit, not just the try it once app. So what about you? Would you try it? All right. Moving on to consumer front, festival season has sent online credit card spending soaring. Now, Flipkart's Big Billion Days and Amazon's Great Indian Festival drove spending to record highs. We saw that it's touching around 1.2 lakh crore rupees this September, the highest ever. On September 22nd, the first day of Navratri and reduced GST rates, online credit card spending crossed about 10,000 crore rupees in a single day for the first time. Now, what's more interesting is the debit card usage was lower than last year, showing people are chasing credit card offers. And even more interesting is that UPI also lagged because most e-commerce discounts were card-based this time. So if you were swiping a credit card during the festival, you weren't alone. Finally, a peek into India's EV and manufacturing sector. So startups in the EV and deep tech space are racing to reduce dependence on rare earth magnets, which are heavily controlled by China. Now, we spoke to a couple of startups. Bengaluru-based Chara Technologies has developed synchronous reluctance motors that don't need rare earths at all. Simple Energy, Aether, and Ola Electric are exploring ferrite or induction alternatives as well. While these motors may slightly be bulkier, for example, Chara's three-wheeler motor weighs about 18 kgs versus 15 kg for traditional ones. The efficiency trade-offs are manageable, especially with falling battery costs. Now, the push is as much strategic as it is technical, with nearly 700 tons of rare earth magnets imported into India this year and global supply chains under strain. Startups see both a commercial and national security opportunity here. So the government incentives are also in play, encouraging deep localization and a make in India approach. But overall, the message is clear. The future of electric mobility will be built on self-reliance, with all these startups making the efforts right now. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and a shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we spoke about today. Again, thank you so much, listeners. Tune into Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.